Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The state of California is experiencing a dry summer season, meaning that the subject of water rights has become increasingly important, especially with regard to the interest of the agricultural industry. Governor Brown has already issued an executive order for the Department of Water Resources to conduct voluntary water transfers. County Supervisor Estelle Fennell describes how California has historically handled water rights.
The whole state is looking at water. I mean, if you look at the whole way California grew up was the diversion of water from north to south. A lot of the growth is in the south in what was ostensibly a desert. And now the governor is looking at doing that again.
Fennell points out that not everyone is happy with this arrangement.
And there's going to be a lot of pushback in the valley from ranchers and those. There's also going to be a pushback from people concerned about the Delta. So that's the big picture in California.
In a state that has seen low precipitation levels this year, water rights will continue to be a troublesome issue. The County Assessor's Office announced this week that the property values determined for the 2013-2014 assessment roll are available online or, if you can't connect to the county website, by mail. The county website provides the property values for both real and personal property, saving costs in staff time as well as in printing and mailing property assessments. Property owners can check on owner changes, Prop 13-based values, and restricted property values for Williamson Act or TPZ lands. For more information about the website or your property assessments, contact the assessor's office. The city of Arcata has already banned smoking within 20 feet of buildings within city limits, and now those who wish to light up in the downtown area are prohibited from doing so in any public space. The city council approved the smoking ban in June, and the ordinance went into effect on Wednesday, banning smoking in a wide swath of public spaces in the city, including all of downtown, the Plaza, and Tavern Row. Police Chief Tom Chapman said that violators will be issued a citation if they do violate the ordinance, and despite some opposition, city leaders and community members support the no-smoking law. California Highway Patrol officers arrested 25-year-old Arcata resident Rebecca Brooks on Tuesday evening after Brooks caused a two-car collision on Highway 299 just west of Gentoli Lane. The CHP reports that Brooks, who was headed west on 299, took a curve in the road at a high rate of speed, lost control, crossed the grass median, and ended up in the eastbound lanes, where her car collided with another vehicle. No one in Brooks's vehicle was injured, but passengers in the second vehicle did suffer minor injuries and were taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment. Brooks was arrested on suspicion of felony DUI and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the decision by the Board of Supervisors to take part in a statewide survey intended to study the effects of Assembly Bill 109, prison realignment, on local communities, they won't have to go too far to get reaction. Law enforcement leaders from across the county have bemoaned AB 109, which sends nonviolent criminals to county jail instead of state prison. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman said you could see problems coming down the road.
You know, we saw some of the issues with AB 109, the criminal justice realignment. You could see some of those things coming a mile away. So we took some proactive steps to try to get ahead of that. We're getting consumed by the wave like everybody else, but I feel like we've started to put in some infrastructure to deal with that.
With a county jail at or near capacity, people arrested for nonviolent crimes are being sent right back out on the street, and local agencies have to be proactive.
As soon as that jail capacity, you know, as soon as the jail fills, we're going to start bouncing people off the front door. So we started talking about it. We started taking some proactive steps with strengthening our neighborhoods as far as neighborhood watch, crime prevention, and things like that. I think I could have done a better job, though, of saying it out loud to the community over and over again.
Any resolution to AB 109 is a ways off as the state continues to deal with federal rulings about state prisons. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.